Tan Talk Radio Network.
Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hey, this is Vern Troyer, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on Tan Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's Tan Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Snyder, you're listening to Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
You are listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn.
And this is Kelly Preston. I'm so excited.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't. But keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood. Always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
All right, it's Monday. You know what that means. It's your number one entertainment show in the Tampa Bay area, Hollywood Connections. Now your host, Niecy P. And the lady with all the connections, Dawn Reiss. Like that? Good enough for you? Lights, camera, action. You're on.
So Peter is going to run out of voice after he keeps doing that every week.
I thought he was going
to
go into singing.
We're going to have to record you doing that.
We did record it. We have a recording to do it. It's when I get a sore throat. That's when we play it.
Okay.
Well, welcome to Hollywood Connections. You know, not just Hollywood Connections. This is the concierge part of Hollywood Connections.
Yes.
You are all in for a real treat. Your drive time to the beach or your driving home. And I just want to, I'm so excited. Before we start and kick it off, we're going to introduce these amazing guests. Introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Rob Steinfeld, and I am the owner of Expedia Cruise Ship Centers in South Tampa.
That's right. And so we're going to get you in the mood for cruising. So going to take you away to Kokomo, the song. I love that song.
Okay.
And we'll be right back. Enjoy. We've got some exciting things to talk about on cruise ships.
I'm looking forward
experts,
to it.
Experts in the house.
Where you wanna go to get away from it all. Bodies in the sand.
I know. This was my Move to Florida song.
Oh, I love that song. It just puts you in the
mood. Oh, yes. Wait a second. Before we start, come here, Hungry Howies. I want to thank my niece over there. Wow. We have food. She is the manager of Hungry Howies, and I just need, I want to find out your specials. What's your name? Come here.
Joe.
Hi, Joe. I want to give a shout out to Sherry over there. And
we love Hungry Howie's pizza. Especially that bacon and pepperoni pizza with the butter cheese crust. It's so good.
It's right over there on Drew Street, right?
Yes.
You're right on Drew.
Love it.
Don't you have a special? She told me to shout out a special, like two pizzas something over. She said there's a flyer on there. Did she put it on there? Well, Sherry, call in the station, 727-441-3000. Let's get her on the air, Peter.
The special is the pizza. Yeah. The pizza is the special.
Call my niece and get her on the air in about 5 minutes after we talk.
What's her number? You got her number?
No, you have to call information.
Gotta do everything.
This is comedy hour.
I guess so. All right, let me do that.
Okay, Joe. Okay, thank you so much. Well, I signed my receipt here. So, Rob, talk about the cruise industry. How long have you been in it?
I have been in the cruise industry really only for about 3 years, but I've been in as a traveler for the past 25 or 30 years.
Hello.
And it's always been a pastime of mine. I think that the best vacation ever is going on a cruise.
That's right. And you've been on so many. I would say, I want to ask you, what has been your like favorite cruise of all time?
Well, it would be the cruise that I met Dean on, actually.
Oh. Okay, what cruise was that?
They're not in business anymore. That's how long it's been. Back in 1995, it was called the Regent Rainbow.
Ooh.
Out of Tampa. And since then, I cruised about 55 times.
Okay, so where did you go?
We have been all over
at that particular cruise.
Let's see. We were in Cozumel, Mexico, matter of fact.
Wow.
We met in Cozumel, Mexico on that cruise. But since then, we've been just about everywhere in the Caribbean. We've been to Alaska. We've been to Canada. We've been to the Mexican Riviera. And this summer, we're going to Europe for the first time. We're cruising the Greek Isles and Italy.
Okay, so how long is that? If you're when you're going to how long is that cruise?
The one we're going on is 7 nights, but what you generally do is you go in a couple days early because the cruise starts in Venice. You can see the wonderful city of Venice, and it ends in Rome. So then you stay a couple days, and you get to see Rome. So it's a great idea to start in one port and end in another port, especially when you're doing Europe.
Okay.
And the hot thing is, we were talking, there's river cruising. That's a new thing that people are doing. And explain what that's all about.
Sure, yeah. So river cruising is just about on everybody's bucket list. And you have the opportunity to sail about, there's so many rivers in Europe and Asia and South America. Mm-hmm. And the great thing about river cruising, it's not so much about the cruise as it is about the destination. So you get there first thing in the morning, and you have the whole day to spend in Paris or a great city like that. And the cruise doesn't leave until very late at night, so you can enjoy
the day.
A very nice day and night in a beautiful city. And then while you're sleeping, magic, the cruise ship, the river cruise gets to the next port. You wake up and you start all over again. You actually can go right into the city when you're river cruising.
So that's different than getting off the ship and then being back at a certain time, of course, but you have more time in the destination cities.
Correct. It's completely different than ocean cruising. The ocean cruise itself is really about the cruise. The cruise ship itself is the destination, but when you're river cruising, it's more of a form of transportation.
Okay.
Well, the exciting thing, everybody, me and my husband, Bert, are a part of our amazing partners here with Expedia Cruise Ship Centers of South Tampa. Yes, I have to read your jacket. And I'm excited because I'm still learning about the cruise industry. My background is a flight attendant. So I did from, you know, G4s, G5s, 727s, charters. So I travel a lot to the islands, but, you know, we love to cruise. We went on our first cruise with the Tampa Comic Con cruise. And we're hoping to get Mike and Mary Carr and everybody. If you're watching, Mike, I'm hoping that you call us because we'd sure love to help you. And if you have a big company or you want to have a special, you know, opportunity for them to cruise, I'd like you to call me, right, at 727-871-7788, but not right now because I'm live on the air. And or you can go to cruiseshipcenters.com/Dawn, D-A-W-N, Arnold, that's my married name, and please see what we're doing, and we always have giveaways. Expedia does that. Tell us about the giveaways.
Yeah, so this month we're giving away a Disney cruise on a Walt Disney World vacation.
Ooh.
So if you go to Dawn's website, okay, you will be able to enter to win that. And throughout the year, we have other different Caribbean cruise giveaways, river cruise giveaways.
Okay.
We're always giving away cruises.
Is that okay. exciting, Denise?
So the Disney one, I'm really, because it'll be close, and I've never been on a cruise before. So this would be really good to start off with just something local, and then I could get kind of used to it. But the river cruise, that sounds just awesome. I'm really want to look into that for sure.
Well, maybe we could do a show on one of them. You know, a lot of people ask if we can do a show.
Then I can find out all the information about it.
That would be true. You know, and people ask me all the time, and this is what came in from the emails when I was talking about today. They're like, I'm an entertainer. Like, let's bring your husband in.
Okay.
Awesome singer. How does somebody maybe get a job on a cruise ship, you know, singing? Do you know anybody that you know in the industry that helps people get on for entertainment?
Yeah, usually you have to go through an agent that presents, you know, you to the cruise line. A lot of times you can't call the cruise line directly, but we certainly can provide you the information on who you would need to get in touch with. Because as you probably know, a lot of people get their start on cruise ships. And the entertainment that we've seen on cruise ships is absolutely fantastic. Some of the shows are Broadway style. You can see, you know, shows that are on Broadway now, like Grease. You know, they perform Grease on the cruise. And it's the same kind of quality singing and dancing that you would get. And a lot of people go on cruises for the entertainment. They have the comedy club, and they have all sorts of great Cirque du Soleil type entertainment, and it's great. It's truly great.
What impresses me a lot, we were talking in my training, which I'm really impressed. I didn't realize some cruise ships, they give you the all-exclusive with the drink packages. We were talking about that on some of them, and the people that want to go out and they like to party and drink. Explain that for the new cruise people out there.
Yeah, so several cruise lines right now, like Norwegian and Celebrity Cruises, are offering a promo that includes the drink package. So, you know, when you go on a cruise, you truly want it to be all-inclusive. The most expensive thing normally that you wind up with is the drinks are expensive on a cruise.
Okay.
So when you get a cruise line that offers that promotion, it's great to take advantage of if you drink.
Okay.
And, you know, that's they not only offer drink packages, but they offer upgraded dining packages, free Wi-Fi, shore excursion credits, free gratuities. So all those things are great additions. Plus, you know, we have a lot of specials through Expedia where we can add onboard credits. We truly try to make it all inclusive because when people go, they don't want to pay one price and then feel like they're being nickeled and dimed.
Right. Well, you know, that's really important because, you know, I didn't realize because we went on one of our cruises and it was $200 extra just for the drinks, you know, and so we bought them little by little because we don't drink that much, you know, but the pina coladas were so good, the little umbrellas. But it was really funny. I got to tell this story. My husband and I, we go to dinner on the Royal Caribbean and we're so excited and I sit down. It's so classy. And I go, honey, there are no prices on these menus. And he's like, really? He goes, order anything you want. And he goes, it's on me tonight. And so I'm like, so I didn't realize. Explain why there are no prices
on the menu.
Well, the price that you pay, Dawn, includes all your meals.
It was now, a beautiful dining area, too.
Yes,
gorgeous.
Yes. You know, a lot of people feel like they have to do upgraded dining because most of the cruise ships do offer upgraded dining right now for an additional cost. And it makes people think, okay, if I have to pay for upgraded dining, what's the food like in the regular restaurant? It's great. You just talked about it. You experienced it. You can get as much as you want. You can order as much as you want. You can get three desserts if you want to try all three desserts. So it's all it's that part of it's inclusive. The entertainment, the food, you know, your room. Dollar for dollar, you can't beat it. If you think about we're here in Clearwater, if you were to get a hotel on the beach in Clearwater on a weekend, say, how much would it
cost? Oh, my goodness.
Just the room itself
exactly.
to be on the beach, how much would it cost?
I can tell you right now because I work for a company. I can't tell you which one, but they're about $500 to $700 and $1,000 a night on the beach. But since you brought up hotels, that's a great idea because I'm going to tell everybody. Peter Blake, I know, can you just, instead of me explaining it, can you run my commercial about the hotel deal? And you're not going to want to miss this deal because you just brought up the hotel deal on the beach, and I got to just kind of promote this because that's what I'm doing, and I love it. And he's going to play that in just a minute, as well as Peter. We're going to get my niece on the phone. Is she on the phone? Because she was just on a cruise, too. I need to find out.
And she didn't book it through you, Dawn?
Well, she's going to next time.
Okay.
Yeah, next time. All family members, everybody.
That's a requirement.
Exactly.
Definitely.
I agree. And, you know, at the Royal Caribbean, what I liked when we got off, we went to Key West. It's changed so much. I mean, just like Clearwater Beach. I remember the days going to Key West, and it wasn't, you know, overpopulated. It's so busy and crowded. And then we jumped back on the boat, of course, and then we went to Cozumel, and we rented a scooter and went around the island. And that was really fun. But see, this was a different kind of cruise that we were on. We were on the Comic-Con cruise with Galaxy of Quest, The Walking Dead, you know, all the stars from, you know, different TV series. So you're saying that there's also shows that you can go to. We didn't see those shows. And so is that on every ship?
It is. Okay. It's on every ship. So when you went on the Comic-Con one, that entertainment replaced what the regular entertainment would be because you were on a chartered ship specific to Comic-Con. Oh,
so let's say if there's a listener like Kevin out there and Mike and Mary, I feel like Romper Room. I see. And you want to charter a boat, I mean a ship, they can go through us and Rob, will. He's the expert. He can help you.
Yeah, we can charter a ship. Matter of fact, I would call Dawn Arnold if I wanted to charter a ship.
That's right. 727-871-7788. This is going live
you
all over the world.
You guys have to call in.
What's your niece's name?
Sherry.
Sherry. Okay, hold on.
Okay, we got to get my niece on. We're going to surprise her. I called over there, and she goes, what's wrong? You've never called me at work. Is everything okay? I said, yes. I just want to order a pizza. And she's adorable, and she's worked so hard over there.
Oh, he's got this great big smile on his face. So maybe
he loves to call people. He loves to get people on and saying, you know, unexpected.
Yeah.
Exactly. So also, while he's doing that, can you give a shout-out? I had a watch that needed fixed today, and this wonderful man over there at...
Okay, this is Liam Jewelers. Jewelry, watch, repair, casting. You can buy and sell gold, diamonds. You can trade in. And the location is Front's Olmar Flea Market at C15 Second Row.
Well, they're actually on Belcher, too.
Yeah, right. The second location is at 1484 South Belcher Road in Clearwater. And their number is 727-538-9348.
Perfect. I got my niece on there. Sherry, are you on? You're live on the air. Hey, listen, I've got our partners from Expedia Cruise Ship, and I know you're working hard over there at Hungry Howie's, and we want to thank you. But
thank you, Sherry.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you for the pizza.
Of course. I'm glad you guys liked it.
So tell us your specials real quick, what's going on over there.
I mean, we got our large two-topping deal right now for $7.99, or we have a large cheese or pepperoni for $6.79.
Ooh. Okay, and the phone number they have to call to order?
Well, we are located off of Drew Street in between Keene and Hercules, so we have, you know, like 20 locations. But for the one for us, it's 727-449-0400.
Perfect. Well, I have you on the phone. I know you have to go back to work, but you were just on a cruise, and we have our partners from Expedia Cruise Ship here. I'm putting you on the spot. But you've been on two cruises already, and can you tell the world what cruise you were on and what you so enjoyed about it?
Yeah, I mean, I went on Carnival Cruise, and it was amazing. Everything from the food, from the views, to being in the middle of the ocean and just getting drunk and having a good time. That was my main thing.
Wow, good job.
Well, that's the best part of it.
Yeah, I went for my 21st birthday, so I had to go harder. And there was no going home, so.
Well, Sherry,
and you didn't have to drive either, did you?
No, I just had to stumble back to my room.
Let's hope that the captain's not drinking like you are.
I like her.
I know. Sherry has got to come on the show more often. We got to get her over here. She's never been over here.
Wow, really?
I know. She's got such
a great
sense of humor.
What the heck
are
you doing? You have your whole family over here. You haven't had your niece over here yet?
And we need her pizza.
I know. And Sherry, what was the other cruise you went on before? You were 21.
They were both Carnival, but I went on Carnival Paradise twice, and then I went on Carnival Victory. It's a bigger ship. Bigger, nicer, has the movie theater by the pool outside.
Ooh. Oh, that nice. Like fun.
So are you going to book your next cruise through your Aunt Dawn?
Well, I am looking for another one for September, so maybe.
Perfect. There you go.
All right.
It works out.
I'll drop some flyers off by chance over by the Hungry Howers. Well, Sherry, we love you so much. Thank you so much for the shout out with Hungry Howies, and we're going to have some wings and pizza afterwards. Thank you.
Thank you again.
Thank you, Sherry.
Have a great night, you guys. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, so he loves doing that, don't you? You love putting people on the spot.
Oh, absolutely. I love that. It's great, especially when I don't know who they are. I'm like, is Dawn Reese's niece there? Because I forgot her name. And they're like, no, there's nobody here. No, there is somebody there because we just ordered pizza from you. And I called another Hungry Howie's place, and they didn't know who the heck I was.
Well, I actually have the receipt with the phone number
here. Oh, well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. That would have come in handy.
I agree.
All right, let me play the hotel spot here.
Okay, and then also, Peter, let's take us on a sea cruise, and we'll be right back after that.
All right, sounds good.
This is a message from Dawn Reese of Hollywood Connections. She has a hotel deal for $99 for a two-night stay on America's number one beach, Clearwater Beach. All you have to do is text 31996. Yes, that's right, 31996, and text hotel deal or email concierge show@gmail.com. No blackout dates and availability is limited. If you have any questions, call 727-871-7788.
For cruising.
Oh, is that a bear growl I hear? I hear a bear growl.
I know. I heard this big bear in the, over there. It's like Peter Lloyd, Hungry Howies.
Yes, I love Hungry Howies.
Now that you've got my connection over there.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know what to bring now for me, too.
I know.
You want me to work hard? Bring Hungry Howies.
Yes.
I'll do it.
Yes. Well, you know, we're going to talk about, we were talking about the different opportunities that you can do all the entertainment. Now, do you have to pay for the shows when you go on the cruise ships?
There are a couple of shows that are exclusive that you might have to pay a little bit for, but 90% of them are no cost to you.
Oh, really?
And some of them actually, on the larger cruise ships, you can make reservations ahead of time, just like you would for a show.
So they're all inclusive.
They are. They're all inclusive.
Okay.
Well, now what about the casinos? I'm a Keno person, and I had so much fun. I saw the Monster Machine, and I walking through.
See, she could actually live on a cruise. I know her. She could stay on there.
I lived on my sailboat for two years.
Yeah, she could stay on that cruise for a while.
My husband's sailboat, but a 37-foot Endeavor. Well, look at him. I'm just watching Peter Ead here. He just looks like... Remember that?
You guys should be able to see Peter in there. We're going to have to do dual screens so you can see Peter.
Yeah, it's kind of like the Imperial Butterman, I see a crown on your head. But anyway, so we're back to the... does every cruise ship have a casino?
Not every cruise ship has a casino. That's a great question. The Disney cruise lines do not have casinos on them. They were built... thinking of family in mind, They are the only cruise ships that do not have casinos. The only other cruise ship that doesn't have a casino is the Norwegian cruise ship out of Hawaii, because it sails the Hawaiian Islands and gambling is not legal in Hawaii. But every other cruise line has casinos. And like you would find me there the majority of the time, right? Dean, you can attest to that.
What would you like to play on the
Blackjack's
ships?
Blackjack's my game, Don.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so during the break, you guys were telling us about different things that you could do on the cruise, like racetrack and
racetrack,
cars
wow.
and things like that.
You can do all that on a cruise?
I'm really curious as to all the other things that we can do on that cruise ship.
Yeah, so they're building all the new cruise ships right now that are absolutely amazing. So to your point, you can go zip lining, you can do bumper cars, you can do ice skating,
Ice skating?
Yes, they have ice skating rinks
I've never been on a pair of ice skating. I keep seeing myself going.
Hey, what are you doing this week in the morning?
I don't know.
Well, there's an ice skating rink we can practice. I used to be really good at one time.
She's just going to throw me out there on ice,
Do you want to go ice skating?
No.
Why?
How about bowling? Do you like to bowl?
Bowling will work.
They
for
have
me.
A new
That's
cruise ship
much
now.
Safe
that,
for her.
They have a cruise ship now that has a bowling alley on
okay,
it,
see,
too.
I could do bowling. Ice skating, no.
No?
No.
There's a rink right down the street in Ullerton.
No. No.
Come with me.
No.
All right, well.
And some of the
bowling.
Most amazing
we'll
slides.
We'll do bowling together.
The water slides. They have like water parks on these cruise ships. The largest cruise ships right now hold over 6,000 people. So think about how many people that is on a cruise ship. And they really do a great job in dispersing people out. So you don't feel like you're with 6,500 of your best friends. They do a good job in putting everybody in different parts of the ship so that you don't feel like you're super crowded.
So do you have to keep up with that many people? Do you have to keep up like a balance on the ship? I mean, it's like, I know this is just laughing at me here.
No, like the airplane, like an
on
airplane.
One end of the ship, and other people. And I know that's exactly. See, and the thing is, for me, I've never been on a cruise ship, so that would be, and I'm just kind of a little apprehensive about being on a ship too because of all that water. It's like, look, I live in Florida, and I'm worried about all the water. But to me, I was like, how do you keep that balance on? Because you've got people over here, you've got people over here. Okay, fine. Everybody's in the middle of the ship. Then what do you do?
You're not on Dawn's sailboat.
Dean's turning red over here in the corner.
They have the most amazing stabilizers on these ships. So you don't have to worry about having the balance.
Okay.
Not like those little twin prop planes where they ask you to move forward or
they
move
weigh back. You. I worked for them.
Weigh you?
Well, here's what happened.
Okay, see, that's my point.
It was Vintage Airways owned by, Richard Branson. And it was, we'd fly to Key West and we would get people, it was the DC-4, it was DC-3. And we'd have them standing there and they'd go, do I really have to? Yeah, for the balance. But that is a good question. And now we know, Denise.
And speaking of Richard Branson, did you know Richard Branson is starting his own cruise line now called Virgin Cruises.
Oh boy, that's gonna be cool.
It's supposed to be like the top shelf, just like going on Virgin America or Virgin Atlantic Airlines.
Wow.
So that will be starting. He's building 4 cruise ships right now in 2020, based in out of Miami. So
okay,
ooh,
that sounds good.
You know what's really exciting too? I got to tell you, when my husband and I got on the ship. Okay, they have the drill in the morning. We didn't realize what that drill was about. Can you explain that drill?
Okay, it's a life drill. It's a lifeboat drill. It'd be a good idea that you attend. And if you attended in the morning, that probably means you didn't go to the one you were supposed to. in the afternoon when you get on there. So it's mandatory by the Coast Guard that everybody attends the lifeboat drill. But they've made them right now, so it's not as much of an inconvenience. But, you know, we certainly don't want the Titanic to ever happen again. So it's important that you attend.
Okay, so are we doing this every morning?
No.
Just to do a refreshing course.
We got to get her on a cruise.
Every morning. No.
One time.
6 a.m. No.
It was a little processing. You know, it was kind of like, okay, we got the point. You know.
But they do it one time.
I just want to make sure.
Just the day that you get on the cruise, like before you get too involved in your activities, they do it like around 3:30.
No.
3:30 in the afternoon. The ship leaves around, you know, 4 o'clock or 4:15.
Okay.
So they do it at 3:30. It's about 15 or 20 minutes. You get it out of the way, and then you're free to start drinking.
Okay.
Exactly. And by the way, it's so funny. Okay. Now we have a 37-foot sailboat, and we had an ocean view room. We're going to talk about rooms and what the difference is. And I want a balcony next time. I've seen the difference, but
okay.
I'm getting up, and I'm like, honey, can we open the window? And he's like, what? I'm trying to open the window. There's no, like, latch to open. He goes, no. Within moments, a huge wave went whoosh right over. He goes, now, do you know why you can't open the window? But in the meantime, he's like, well, wouldn't this be fun to sail to Cozumel on our sailboat? I'm like, no. but the one I want to talk about, you're talking about the Titanic. Isn't there a new thing coming out with the Titanic, with that new ship that's going to be a replica that people can go on? Is it almost done for sale?
So there is the Queen.
Just scare me even more.
No. Cunard Cruises. They have the Queen Mary and the Queen Victoria, and they sail from New York to London, just like the Titanic did. And that's offered almost every month.
But isn't it a replica of the ship? It's the same. Is that the one? There's one that's, there's one that's being built, or it's almost built. It's supposed to be a replica. I'll send you a picture of it.
Okay.
And it's supposed to be a replica of how the Titanic was built. Peter, did you hear that one? Are you still eating?
He's still eating.
He's got a mouthful of pizza.
But you know what I'm talking about, Peter, right? The Titanic that's supposed to be the replica that you, everything's supposed to be, the stairwell, everything.
Everything like it goes down to?
No, it definitely does not go down. If you've never cruised before, don't be afraid of cruising. It's the safest way that you can travel. You really can.
Well, it sounds like fun.
What if somebody has vertigo? Because I have vertigo. So is that a good idea to go on a cruise?
Yes, it is a good idea. Just bring your medication with you.
Okay.
Or have a couple of drinks.
Okay.
Like Dawn's niece.
I may need to do that. Maybe I'll just have a couple of drinks with Dawn's niece.
But going back to the types of cabins,
okay.
Dawn was talking about the Ocean View cabin. The windows don't open for obvious reasons.
Okay.
But
that's why.
The least expensive cabin on a cruise is the inside cabin. And some people kind of start that way because they might be a little bit price conscious. But once you get that ocean view, you're like, oh, wow, I can see it. And then you kind of trade up and you get a balcony cabin. And you can step outside that balcony cabin first thing in the morning, get that ocean breeze. You can order room service for free, have coffee delivered to your room.
Wait, we could have that room service for free?
Yeah, room service is free. Or before dinner, as the sun set, can be very romantic. You can have a glass of wine with your honey,
right,
and watch the sunset go down on your own balcony and rekindle your relationship.
See, that's beautiful.
Yeah, that is pretty much. Well, I still think I'm going to start off with the inside.
I think he wants to hire you as a consultant here. You have the look.
I have the look.
I'm like Julie the cruise ship person, you know?
You could be a cruise director.
I could. That would be so much fun. My husband would hate it because I'd never be home. But that's another thing. What about I realize that half the people that work on the ships, they are never home for 6 months. Or
9 months, Dawn.
Oh, 9 months.
Yeah.
Nine months.
Yeah, so most of them are from different countries, and they sign a contract, and they're out 9 months straight. And a lot of them, as over the years, Dean and I have gotten to know them, they whatever money they make, they send home to their families.
Wow.
Okay.
And then they get 2 or 3 months after the nine-month contract to spend with their families, and then they're right back on the ship again.
They're going on different cruises. Like, they're going to spend a month here and a month there and 2 months here. Is that how that works?
Yeah, wherever that particular voyage is, like, if it's a Norwegian ship, if that ship is going to Alaska, they'll be in Alaska. But then as that ship repositions, say, to the Caribbean, the same people on the ship will then be in the Caribbean, too. So they have a chance, really, to visit the whole world.
Okay, so are they allowed to get off the ship and, as the customers are, be able to go off the ship?
Sometimes they have days that they can get off the ship, but think about this. When some people get off the ship, mm-hmm. some people don't get off the ship. Okay. They choose to stay on the ship.
Okay.
So there needs to be staff staying on the ship if okay. people choose to stay back. So they have a rotation schedule where okay. they know ahead of time when they're going to be able to get off the ship. Otherwise, they're pretty much working 7 days a week for nine, 10 months wow. straight. Yeah.
That's important. So make sure you tip them well.
Yes, yeah. absolutely. And they're some yeah. of the nicest people that you'll ever meet. And they've been working for the cruise lines, some of them 20, 25 years,
oh,
the servers
goodness.
In the restaurant. The room attendants are amazing. You're going to want to take them home with
and
you.
And that's really cool, too, because there would be the absolute experts. I mean, they've mm-hmm. spent so much time on the cruise ship in 9 months and for 25 years. Whatever you needed to know about a cruise ship, I'm quite sure that you could go and talk to them about.
I couldn't believe the service I had on the Royal Caribbean. You know, that it was like they'd knock on the door and then all of a sudden there was like, you know, little ducks on my bed and there was like...
Towel animals.
And I mean, they would come back and they just make sure everything, whatever you need. They were just so super amazing. And, you know, another question I do have, people were asking me about this opportunity as well. We were talking about, which is amazing, the extra activity to book through Expedia, through us, to go, like, on excursions, right? So explain that.
Yeah, so a lot of people don't want to wait till they get on the cruise line to decide what they're going to do once you get off the boat. So mm-hmm. we talked about what was all included. This is one thing that's not included in the price. Mm-hmm. So you have the option when you go to certain ports to prearrange an excursion. If you went to Cozumel, you know, you could go visit ancient Mexican ruins if you want. Mm-hmm. Or you could, you know, you could just go to the beach if you want. So mm-hmm. we provide a list of each excursion by port, and we pre-book that for the clients prior to going on the cruise, mm-hmm. because then they're guaranteed to get to do what they want to do. Mm-hmm. Generally, when they book through us ahead of time, it's less expensive, they're mm-hmm. smaller groups, and they feel better knowing that everything's booked ahead of time rather than waiting to the last minute. There's some really great excursions, Dawn. Mm-hmm. In Alaska, for example, you can actually take a helicopter and land on a glacier. Or in Hawaii, you can land on a volcano. So some of these experiences are like bucket list items that
right.
people go there just to do these things.
Mm-hmm. I think on a volcano it'd be really cool.
How about seeing the whales in Alaska?
You can
have
see
you actually seen from the ship right there? Like they're just jumping in the water like wow.
Yep. You can definitely see that in Alaska.
Interesting.
You should go to Alaska.
I just started a new bucket list. Just started
well, not
there.
Not if you work with a company, you'll probably be on a cruise pretty soon. So, no, that's really cool. Now, Denise, do you have any other questions about cruising at all?
He wants to know if they have pizza on the cruises. Yes.
They do.
24 hours a day, you can get pizza on a cruise.
Peter, you can have wings and anything you want.
They have a buffet.
I'm going to gain about 40 pounds.
Well, it's funny. People say, oh, I gained weight on a cruise. That's another thing. So when we went, I lost weight because there was so much walking. I mean, you know, walking around the city, walking around the boat, the ship, which is another thing. They have spas and they have...
Do you like spas?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Yes. So tell us a good ship with a spa and, you know, what we can look forward to.
Yeah. So all the ships have a great spas, great workout facilities, because a lot of people, when they go on vacation, they're not mm-hmm. going to be eating pizza all the time. Mm-hmm. They're actually going to be working out. And they want to get up in the morning. And how cool is it to do like your Stairmaster while you're looking out at the ocean?
It's, yep. Yeah.
It's really breathtaking. But if you want to be spoiled, they have some of the best spas at sea.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that you can think of, any kind of treatment. And those are always the first thing to fill up. So I would highly recommend you pre-book those before you go on the cruise.
Okay.
Especially the days at sea that you're not going to be
right.
at a port. Everybody likes to go to the spa those days.
So okay. when I go and I book a cruise, I have this list of options of things that I could do on the cruise. And I can like do it ahead of time. So I can just get on the cruise and take a nap and get up and go do this. Or go do that, or sit back and kick my feet up and have me a really ice cold pineapple juice.
Yeah.
Because I don't drink. So, you know, so.
You're right. You can do them. So you get a, something gets put under your door every night. It's like an itinerary of all the activities that are going to be happening
okay,
the next
nice.
Day by hour. And there might be trivia hour in this area, or there might be an art auction in this area, or there might be an ice carving demonstration in this area, and you can pick and choose which activities you want to go to, or you can head back to your cabin in the middle of the afternoon and take a nap, okay. Or you could even watch a movie in your cabin.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the ice sculpting, that sounds, it's almost like the...
Oh, the Sugar Sand Festival, yes. Which we do have to get a shout out to Lisa because...
Oh, God, Lisa, we love you, if you're listening.
What did you think of that? Did you see that ever?
No,
Our Sugar
did not.
Sand Festival?
It was on the news.
Wow.
Oh, it was awesome. I had the opportunity to talk to Lisa Chandler, which is the person that kind of runs everything, mm-hmm. and saw some of the sculptures. They were magnificent. Mm-hmm. I think my favorite one, and they hadn't finished it by the time that I left, but they were working on one for Harriet Tubman, mm-hmm. and they had just started it, and it was just awesome. And mm-hmm. then they had one with the circus, Barnum and Bailey.
Barbara Bush, they had a face sculpture. I put that on.
I missed that
one. It was just
one.
Beautiful.
And they were doing like a Bozo Circus, which I'm from Chicago, so most of us know Bozo Circus from Chicago, but they had a really awesome circus theme, and some of it was just amazing.
I know. I went to the tent last night because I've been double shifting with my other job, and I went up and I said, hi, I'm Dawn with 106.1 FM, and I haven't had a chance to go through, and they waved me in and said, come on through. So I had a little a treat on that. And that's important, too. Another question that people had wrote me when I told them about calling in, which my VIP guests that have been cruising, and they're probably another cruise. That's why they're not calling in. But in the meantime, passports and birth certificates. That's a big thing. What do they expect to go on a cruise, and how do they get prepared to get on a cruise? Because I went through a bad passport company at one time, and my husband said, you paid something, it was a double thing. Can you explain the right way to get ready for a cruise?
Absolutely. Okay. So right now, if you go on a cruise anywhere outside of Mexico or the Caribbean, mm-hmm. you are required to have a passport. So that's the general rule. Mm-hmm. If you're cruising in the Caribbean or Mexico or the Bahamas, you're not required to have a passport, but you do need to have a photo ID, like a driver's license, mm-hmm. and a birth certificate. Those two will suffice.
Right.
The cruise lines highly recommend that you do have a passport because for whatever reason there was an emergency and you need to be flown off one of the islands, you're going to need a passport. So mm-hmm. we highly recommend that. But a lot of people that are, especially people that are cruising for the first time, mm-hmm. they mm-hmm. decide, you know, a couple weeks before the cruise that they want to go on a cruise and there's not enough time. It is okay to have a passport and, it is okay to have a driver's license and a birth certificate.
That's
so what
important.
Do you do, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But what do you do? There are people that are need assistance, like some type of health assistance. Should they also have that information with them, say medications or things that they would need while they're on the cruise ship?
Yeah, that's a great question. And the cruise lines really do a lot to accommodate clients with special needs.
Okay.
If they need any kind of wheelchair assistance or have oxygens,
okay.
They have an oxygen tank. They treat the clients with great care. They have, you know, they have handicap accessible rooms on all the cruise
Perfect.
Ships. So that normally when you go to book the cruise, you mm-hmm. let them know that ahead of time,
okay.
and they'll be ready when people come on the ship to
So are
to
there doctors
that.
And nurses on
there?
There
are. There is
really?
A doctor on every cruise ship.
Oh, wow.
Remember
That's great.
Captain Steubing?
Oh, yeah. The love boat.
We didn't find the love boat song.
It was
Bernie
Coppell played
That's
the,
right. Captain was the captain.
And the captain is the spokesperson for Princess Cruises right now.
Oh,
so.
I know. I saw that.
That is so cool.
Another thing that comes to mind, this goes so fast, guys, and we've got to have you back because I know we're going to get our callers that were supposed to call in. Insurance. You know, a lot of people don't realize when Bert and I went on our first cruise, we didn't realize how important insurance was until I watched.
We got the love boat. The theme from the love boat.
I like that. There we go.
That was quick. That was great.
Yeah, he's really
fast.
He's
good. He's really good.
Keep it going. I like that. I was watching a show really about horror stories of people that were on islands and didn't have insurance. And these hospitals were like, you need money
Exciting
now.
Exciting and new.
He's going to have a new career pretty soon in singing. American Idol, watch out. So I saw so many things happening with people that they were like, you have to pay now. You can't get off the island. We're not going to help you. Tell why insurance is so important when you go on a cruise.
Yes. Everybody thinks that their regular insurance that they have through their job will cover them when they're on a cruise. And not necessarily, especially a lot of the people that are cruising are older.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, oh, well, I'm on Medicare. Well, guess what? Medicare does not cover you when you're outside of this country.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm.
So if you're in any of the Caribbean islands, your Medicare will not help you. So not only do you get medical insurance, but the insurance also covers you in the case of any kind of trip delay, let's just say your flight's late and you miss the cruise, mm-hmm. or there's something that happens that interrupts, you get in an accident, God forbid, on the way to the cruise.
Okay.
If you have insurance, you'll get fully reimbursed. If you don't have the insurance, you're pretty much SOL. So mm-hmm. we highly recommend that people get cruise insurance. It's, you know, it's only about 7-8% maybe of the total fare. And it's
so that
definitely
is
worth it.
That can be included in your package.
We are
package.
Actually required to offer insurance okay. to every single client.
Okay.
And if they choose not to take it, they have to sign something saying that
like
we
waiver,
offered it to them. Yeah, it is. Okay. It's a waiver saying it was offered to me and I declined. But we have so many cases that have happened where people, you know, they're like, thank God I got the insurance. Mm-hmm. Because even if you get sick and you go to the doctor on the ship, that could be a $1,000 bill right there.
Wow. Oh. Well, and Peter, before we end, we're going to play for Moggy's Pizza at the end. And want to shout out to Tropics Boat as well. Those two commercials will be airplane in just a second.
Gotcha.
Thank you so much. A new question that came in yesterday, I was talking to a gentleman, and he said about the scare sometimes with, you know, when people get sick on a cruise ship. Would that insurance cover that? You know, we're not going to, you know what, I don't forgot what it's
like
called.
Like the norovirus?
Right. Would that cover if they had insurance and that happened?
Yes, or? Absolutely. And the norovirus, unfortunately, does happen sometimes. The mm-hmm. cruise lines do everything they can to, you know, everywhere you go on the cruise ship, you'll see sanitizer, and they
right.
expect everybody to, you know, sanitize their hands everywhere they go. But yes, if unfortunately you come down with a case of that and you have insurance, you will be covered 100%.
Wow. Okay, that's interesting. That was a conversation I had yesterday with somebody, and they didn't realize that, and I said, that's really important to have that. Well, I know we have a few more minutes. Anything else that comes to mind on cruising? Any specials coming up for the summer that you can think of that you just read about?
Matter of fact, Dawn, yes.
I know there would be.
Glad you asked. And you can book all this through Dawn Arnold, too.
727-871-7788 after the show.
We do. We have a great promotion coming up in June. It's our best promotion of the year. It's with Princess Cruise Lines. It's a three-day sale. And everything that you purchase during that three-day sale for sailings from the spring of 2019 to the fall of 2019 include a free drink package.
Ooh.
And free gratuities. So
oh.
it's our best sale of the year, and Princess is known for being the best cruise ship to go to the Panama Canal or go into Alaska. You can go to the Caribbean, even South America. So Dawn's going to be working her
yes.
you know what
yeah,
during that three-day sale, getting people signed up.
I had two people already email me asking about cruise, you know, for next year and then for the June. And so what price would that be about so they know? Is there a price range that you
well,
can...
I would say on average if you did an Alaska cruise for 7 nights, which include a three-day pre-Denali tour, would be about $5,000.
Okay.
Okay.
For a balcony cabin for two people.
For two people. Now, what about people want to say, I want to go to the Caribbean and it's hurricane season. I notice on some of the stops that there are not a lot of ships that go out to the Caribbean at certain times. Explain that.
Okay. So during the hurricane season, most of the ships are repositioned to go to Alaska or Europe because that's their season. Mm-hmm. But the ships that are here, there's still a good number of them that sail during the summer and during hurricane season. You just mm-hmm. you have to tell the people, like Dawn, you would say, you realize you're going during hurricane season.
Mm-hmm.
People might say, oh, this cruise seems like it's a little bit cheaper in September or August because it's hurricane season. But the cruise lines really do a great job in making sure mm-hmm. that you're not going into the hurricane. Even with the hurricanes that we had last year,
mm-hmm.
you know, the cruise lines made sure that safety was number one.
Okay, that's awesome to know. Wow, I'm excited. I hope you all are excited that you're driving and you're saying, I want to book a cruise. And we have our experts in the house. And you've been cruising for how many years?
Oh, at least 25. We'll just put it at that.
Oh, wow, 25. Okay. You know, I have a friend named Captain Brian, and I know he's going to say, oh, I thought that was the wrong time. But, you know, he used to own one of the little tour boats in Jupiter Island, and he cruises, I think, every couple of weeks. There are some place, and they always do some video. And
so maybe I will do the cruise next year for my birthday.
Ooh.
This year.
There you go.
Yeah,
there you go.
Maybe.
You never know. You never know. There's
never
so many
know.
Great deals out there. And you know, what I can do is we have an email. Once you go on the website, you know, what I told you in the beginning of the show. And again, that is, here I go. It's www.cruiseshipcenter.com/Dawn, D-A-W-N, Arnold, A-R-N-O-L-D. And what is it? The Disney Magic is on there to enter.
Yes.
And you can go into our Seven Seas Club.
Yes.
And talk about the Seven Seas Club for 1 minute. What's that all about? Because people people can join and
if you sign up for the Seven Seas Club, you will get emailed all these great promotions that we were just talking about to you directly. So you don't have to worry about going and finding them everywhere. They'll just kind of show up in your inbox. And
so
it'll
is that 7seas.com?
It is. Oh, no, it's actually, it's Dawn's website, cruisecentres.com/DawnArnold. And once you're in Dawn's Seven Seas Club, she'll make sure that you're notified of all the different promotions. Perfect. You mean you're not in Dawn's Seven Seas Club yet?
No, not yet.
Dawn's in trouble. That's part of her training.
We're going to go for pina colada this week. Well, guys, I want to thank you so much for being here. It's been a treat, and I hope you all enjoyed learning about cruising with Expedia Cruise Ship Centers of South Tampa.
Yay.
And we're excited that you tuned in today. And we have Sunscreen Film Festival. Go to sunscreenfilmfestival.com for
Thursday.
Yes, and then we have the International Christian Film Festival coming up next week. And we want to thank Hungry Howie's today.
Yay. Thank you.
Yes, and we want to thank from Augie's Pizza. We're going to play that. And then our Tropic Boat Tour. I want to thank the crew over there. They always are so kind to let my reporters go out and interview. And we're going to highlight with the concierge part of Hollywood Connections on every show, all about Clearwater Beach, what's happening.
Yes.
And you were just at a space center.
Simulator, and it is really cool. So I am planning to do that for my birthday on Wednesday. I'm going to go and do a jet ship and do all these cool things, except for the scary house.
And everybody, happy birthday to Denise! Happy birthday to Denise!
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you,
Denise! All right, thank you, everybody. I am Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connections. Next week, we have a film director in the house. And if you want to get connected in show business, please add me to Facebook under Dawn Reese. You'll see me with a hat. I'm always wearing a hat.
Always wearing a hat.
All right, God bless. Give God all the glory and honor. Smooches. Watch things happen in your life. And we'll see you next Monday. Bye.
If you want a pizza worth celebrating, then come in and try Famaggi Pizza. It's New York-style pizza where the ingredients are homemade. What separates Famaggi Pizza from other pizza places is it's actually Greek Mediterranean cuisine. Also, exotic drinks, beer, and wine selection is second to none. So get out there, 4 to 10 Monday, Thursday, and Sunday, and 4 to 11 on Friday and Saturday. And don't forget, happy hour between 4 and 7, Monday through Thursday, and $2 beers and wines. So get out there to Famaggi Pizza, 483 Mandalay Avenue at the Pelican Plaza, where pizza is worth celebrating.
Hi, I'm Dawn Reese, Hollywood Connections. In collaboration with VH2 Network, we are always looking for entertaining ideas and larger-than-life personalities that will become the next great television series. If you have an idea for TV or show or special, let us know. If you know an amazing character doing exceptional things, let us know that too. If you've been turned away from other networks, we would like to work with you. VH, welcome home. Your search is over. I'm Dawn Reese. Call 727-871-7788 and go to www.vh2.tv.
The Tropics Boat Tours are the perfect way to give the whole family a fun-filled day. Take the kids on a dolphin exploration or cozy up for a sunset celebration. With guaranteed dolphins and beautiful views, everyone loves our two-hour cruise. Relax in the shade or drink in the sun. Learn about nature or dance with someone. There's room for a party, a premium bar, and our crew will ensure that you feel like a star. Our family is waiting, so bring all of yours for an ocean of fun on the Tropics Boat Tours. Book your seats at thetropicsboattours.com.
This is Nisi P, here in the Inner Sanctum. This is a place where you can listen to R&B music that you grew up with. You'll also hear classic remakes, music to groove to, dance to, party to, love to, pop your fingers to. You get the message. We also have blues, jazz, popular, soul, house music, old school rap, Motown, the Philly Stown, and gospel. We've got guest DJs and special playlists and theme rooms. We've got featured new artists and local talent. If you're a new artist, submit your music in an MP3 format to dreammaster425@yahoo.com. Please put in the subject line, "For the Inner Sanctum." Remember, you must keep it clean. Our programmers will check it out, and if it fits the bill, then listen for your song. So hit up your computer to live365.com and look for the Inner Sanctum. You can also download the app and take us with you all the time. Or go to our website at nicpentertainment.com and click on the link. Come on into the Inner Sanctum and stay a while.